Philip Lopate is the author of countless books and the editor of a number of anthologies and various topics. He's a fiction writer, an essayist, a memoirist, a movie critic, and much more. Now, the Free Press releases two new books, To Show and Tell, A Guide to the Craft of Literary Nonfiction, and Portrait Inside My Head, a new collection of personal essays that stretch back to his childhood in Brooklyn through marriage and parenthood and even sibling rivalry. It's a great pleasure to welcome Philip Lopate to the roundtable. Philip, thank you very much for being with us. A delight.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Thank you. When you, the new hardcover is Portrait Inside My Head. These are obviously very personal essays. Is it more difficult when you turn and write an essay that verges into memoir, that verges into your life, or is it all personal?
It's all consciousness. It's all coming from your brain. Plus, I'm shameless, so you know. By this point, I've learned how to separate myself from the Philip Lopez who I'm talking about on the page, and. In a way, I get a kick out of going into the things that would ordinarily make me squeamish. I'm much more able to be open on the page than I am in real life.
In the introduction to the book, you have In Defense of the Miscellaneous Essay Collection. Why do you think it needs to be defended?
Well, this is kind of a marketing issue. Most collections of essays have to pretend to be thematic. They have to pretend to be connected. And it used to be that the essay was a cherished form of literature, and people would buy a book of essays because they liked that particular writer. So, you know, if you were buying a collection by, let's say, Mary McCarthy or Joan Didion, you know, it didn't have to be thematically connected. And I'm arguing for that same freedom, saying, okay, I think about a lot of different things. I think about personal relationships. I think about movies, cities, writers, politics, baseball, and I'm just going to throw it all at you.
When you look at what you have done and the fact that you are able to publish so many anthologies, do you feel that door is open to up and coming and new writers, or are you sort of grandfathered in the sense that you've been out there and that you have the name, because there aren't a lot of people doing what you do?
Well, I think it's still going to be possible. I think that there's a hunger for good writing and you know, the essay is like a cockroach, you know. People keep declaring its death, and then it keeps coming back, you know. As far as anthologies are concerned, I like the idea of connecting to a tradition. So my most popular anthology, The Art of the Personal Essay, which has been used in countless colleges and universities, in it I was trying to assert a canon, say, you know, this thing wasn't invented yesterday. This thing goes back to the Greeks and Romans, and it's a form of ancestor worship, if you will. You know, when I write, sometimes I'm writing addressing the great dead as much as I am my contemporaries, and hoping that they'll forgive me for not being as good as they are.
There is an essay in the book entitled My Brother, the Radio Host, in which you're writing about Leonard Lopate, of course, of WNYC fame, and has a very popular show that's heard every weekday in the New York metropolitan area. You talk in that essay, and I thought it was sweet and worth noting that when you listen to that show, you hear the kid, yeah. You hear the kid at the dinner table.
That's right. I know my brother so well. I grew up with him, and of course I love him. And I know, let's say, when he's bluffing. I know when he really knows something. And I even know when he really likes a writer who's on his show, or when he's being graciously getting through a segment. And I'm sure the people who are close to you, Joe, feel the same way.
Sure.
So it brings an added dimension to listening.
And you talk about that you become wary of him when you sense that he's not talking to you as much as he is to his listeners, that there's a public persona there.
That's right.
That there's a role that he's playing more than at that moment being your brother.
That's right, because my brother is such a generalist and he's so good at it. One day he'll be interviewing a nuclear physicist and the next day a rock and roll singer. And so he takes the position of knowing a little bit of everything, and sometimes I actually know more about things than he does. And I said, Lenny, you don't have to explain that to me, you know. I've been there. I've done that. So, I mean, but it is also, I think it's true for myself as well. I'm a teacher, and I give a lot of readings around the country, and sometimes when I come home, it's hard for me to get off my high horse and pontificate and stop pontificating, you know. The people who are closest to us expect an intimacy. They don't want to sit still and listen to us pontificate.
The other book that I mentioned in the introduction is a paperback, and it is called To Show and Tell, The Craft of
Literary... To Show and to Tell, yeah.
Yes, To Show and to Tell, The Craft of Literary Nonfiction. And we think of, we hear a lot about literary fiction. What makes nonfiction literary?
That's a good question. I think it's the sparkle of the prose, the density of the thought, the adventure. It's intended to give pleasure the way the best poetry or the best fiction does, you know. And one thing I was trying to say in that book was that, you know, you always hear in writing workshops, show, don't tell. And I think you should be able to tell, you know. You should be able to convey your thoughts and not just do everything indirectly through scenes and dialogues.
The new books are To Show and to Tell and Portrait Inside My Head. Both are published by Free Press. Free Press published To Show and to Tell and Portrait Inside My Head. Philip Lopate, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.